inserted it in the schedule. Last month we had Mr. Ron Mueller here. He's a very, very famous author on the value of having a home-based business and the benefits tax-wise from having one. And a lot of you have got his material and are studying that, learning how to take advantage of the tax laws that are out there in your favor. And man, when you see what's happening with the, you know, the national debt, that's got to be paid back at some point. And guess who's paying that back? That's us. The IRS is hiring new agents left and right to make sure that they can go through and squeeze just a little bit more out of every person out there who doesn't know what their rights are. And it's no secret, I've been talking for months, I've been interviewing different accountants because my accountant had moved out of state. And I found an accountant that I went and met with and took my last 3 years' numbers up to him. And he came very highly recommended from some other prepaid legal associates and business partners that I do business with. And upon first review, he looked at him and he's like, well, you know, looking at the first year that you gave me, Dave, I really think that I could get some money back for you, possibly as much as $20,000 by refiling this and amending this tax return. I was stoked. I was like, wow, that would be awesome. You know, that's off of 1 year. And yesterday we were getting off the mountain from snowmobiling and I checked my voicemails and there was a message from him. And he's like, Dave, I've got your taxes done. I've got a little bit better news than we originally thought. And so I called him as we were heading down the canyon. And he said, I'm done with your taxes. And I've even had some of the other partners here in the accounting firm look them over just to cross the T's, dot the I's, make sure everything's correct. And he goes, Dave, on that first year that we've amended already, we're getting you $40,000 back from that. So I was like, you know what? There's a lot of people that are interested in saving as much money as they possibly can. And I like to be knowledgeable about the benefits of a home-based business. But when it's all said and done, I feel a lot more comfortable if it's not my chicken scratch on the tax return, all the numbers and erasing things and scratching things out and redoing things. I like to have them done by someone who really knows it inside and out, that will cross the T's, dot the I's, and make sure somebody else will prove it. Just make sure it's all good. And so I asked him if he wouldn't mind just taking 10 to 15 minutes to come here today to, again, talk to you for just a few minutes about the benefits of having a home-based business. Hopefully everybody got a flyer. I mean, I apologize. He was up late last night running copies and stuff doing this for me. He has a flyer that he's going to go along that you can follow along. And he's got a lot of business cards here that we'll leave at the tool table back there. So if you want a business card afterwards, you want to go in and sit down with him and have him review some of your previous tax years. Make sure you got them filed right. We were laughing our heads off on the way up the canyon because Lucas was telling us. Is it okay if I tell this story, Luke? Lucas was telling us how excited he was about his tax return coming back because of his business. He goes, dude, I'm getting $8,000 back from the federal government for doing my taxes. We're like, that's cool, Lucas. That's awesome. Where'd you go and how much did they charge you? And he goes, I went to H&R Block and they charged me $800. Yeah, there was a lot of people just went, whoa. Now, he gave me permission to tell the story. We're like, Lucas, H&R Block might have some nice people working there. But they are not going to dig deep to find everything for you. It's like a conveyor belt. In the front door, out the back door. In the front door, out the back door. In the front door, out the back door. And every executive director ringer in the car said, you've already paid that money. You've already done it. Now you're going to want to pay a professional a few hundred dollars to amend what H&R Block did and get what you really should be getting back. Because he was excited about $8,000, but what if he's entitled to $15,000? I mean, $800 for getting that. Let me just tell you, that's more than double what my accountant charged me to get $40,000, okay? So just putting it in perspective, where where you just got cleaned, okay? So, with that said, would you all give it up for Mr. Ken Klingler?
Is it on?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, how do I follow that? You guys have such great energy in here. I'm in awe. You know, I'm starting to question now how smart Dave is. You have this great energy, and then he invites an accountant to come up here and start talking to you guys. It's kind of like wrapping a wet blanket around it. So I'll try my best to hop around and dance if I can, I guess. Well, I'm just going to take a few minutes here. Dave asked me if I wouldn't mind, because as home-based business owners, there are some great, great tax savings opportunities out there. There are also some great tax pitfalls or issues that could arise, and you're held to a much higher standard than you were if you're just Joe Blow W-2 and you could do the old telefile thing or 1040EZ. As a business owner, those days are gone, which is a good thing. I mean, you're going to make more money. It's a great program. But you also got to make sure that you're doing it right. You're not going to get audited, that you're not paying too much in tax. So anyway, I want to run through a few points. I put these two flyers on everybody. Actually, I didn't put them on. There was a couple of nice ladies that helped us do that. Apologize, it's not on the jumbo thingies here, but thanks, gals, wherever you are. The first one here, this is just a really good little tax organizer. Now that you're self-employed, and even if you're not, if you have some friends that aren't, you can make a copy of this. Or on my website, you can download a similar version of this. But go through it. There's some questions there that might trigger some things that you might not have thought about that need to go on your taxes, or that could be some tax savings for you. And then particularly what it calls in here, steps 7 and 8, pertain a lot to your home-based business, things that you need to be gathering, things that you need to have records for, and a lot of what can be written off through the company. And I'll get to the other flyer in just a minute here. A couple of the basics. You got to make sure you're keeping your receipts if you want to have a deduction. Nothing worse than when we go through an audit with somebody who has a small business and they can't reproduce any of these receipts. If you keep your stuff all organized, just throw them in a little folder. Keep them for 3 years after the date you file your return. And if you're audited, if you come out with your stuff and you're organized, that audit's half done right there. If you're not, they're going to dig and dig and dig because they know they've got somebody that doesn't really do it the right way. So I would recommend you set up a separate bank account that you use just for your business. Just deposit your income into that. Only do your business expenses out of that account. And then pay yourself out of that account. And then when you get big enough down the road, you might need to look at incorporating. And that's this other sheet. We'll get to that again in a minute. Track your business miles. For 2010, the business tax deduction for your mileage is 50 cents a mile. It actually came down a little bit from last year. But if you're driving very much, that adds up really, really fast. So it's a good thing to keep an eye on. And there are a few areas that with the home-based business, a lot of people get excited. Oh, we can start writing off everything in the world. You got to be really careful. Clearly, it's the IRS's job to catch that kind of stuff. So there's three particular areas that you want to make sure you keep really good documentation on. Because in an audit, I've been in audits where somebody's being audited for a very specific item, but before they even get to that, the agent wants to review these three things because everybody abuses them. So they're your automobile. Obviously, if you're writing off excessive miles, just track it. If you track it, you're good. You've got reasons. You can show you're going to appointments. You're fine. Meals and entertainment. You want to keep your receipts. On the back of your receipt, write who you met with and what you talked about. And obviously, if it gets real excessive, if you have more meals and entertainment deduction than you made, that's probably a bad thing. And travel is the third one. You know, a lot of people think, well, I can, you know, fly, take the family to Hawaii, and I'll pick up a few business cards from some associates there, and I'm good to go. That's not the case. You got to make sure you actually have a business relationship with somebody there, closing business, making money. And it wouldn't make sense if you're closing business and making money in Hawaii. You're making $100. It's not worth the $10,000 it costs to fly your family over there and back. So same kind of thing. And even then, it would only be your piece that would be deductible. And another idea, too, sometimes you don't need to get real creative and dig really, really hard for your business expenses. Because you might just be throwing up a little bit of a red flag when in reality, your tax return doesn't need more deductions. Because by the time you look at your mortgage, all your kids, your charitable contributions, all your taxes that you've already paid that are deductible. Sometimes you might just be raising a red flag when you don't need to. Might be just not the right thing to do. The last thing here that I want to kind of get on is this other sheet here. Once your business really starts to become profitable, it starts to make a lot of sense to incorporate. Or you can do it properly with an LLC if it's done the right way. For self-employed people, there is a tax called self-employment tax. It's right on page 2 of your tax return, about halfway down. And basically what that is, that's the FICA and Medicare taxes that you would have paid as an employee. You see those coming out. As a self-employed person, you have to pay twice the amount you paid as an employee because your employer used to match that. So because that tax gets to be pretty big really fast, and that's a tax that's assessed on the money you make before you get to deduct the kids and your mortgage and your charitable contributions and all that stuff, often what we'll see with small business owners is this self-employment tax will be 3 or 4 times greater than your income tax. And so when you shift from being, you know, W-2 to self-employed, it can be a big shock in April if you're not prepared and don't know what's going on with this stuff. So one of the ways we can get around that is with an S-corporation or a properly structured LLC. Got to be really, really careful with that, though. You can't just set up an LLC and get the same kind of treatment. And obviously, you guys have great connections through prepaid legal with the corporation stuff. So what we can do... Do I have time to go through this kind of example? Is that really boring? I'm sorry to be the big wet blanket. It says, I know this is awesome. You guys are loving it. So hopefully it means a lot of money in your pocket by the time we're done, though. Basically, if you look at these different income levels, I'm going to single him out because he actually has his income on the front of his sign, so I know he's pointed out to everybody. It says $100,000 in it, right? Doesn't it say that? Was it him? All right. He looks like he makes $1 million a year, actually, but... So let's take him and say he's in this far right-hand column. This would be the income he makes through prepaid legal. This self-employment tax on that income would be $15,300. That's in addition to the income tax that we're all used to paying and used to seeing on our tax returns. Totally new tax, no withholdings on it all year long. Big shocker, the end of the year. So the way we can get around that, you set up a corporation, become an employee of that corporation, and you have to do it right. You can't just set it up and say, okay, I'm a corporation, that's that. You have to actually become an employee, take a salary. You pay a little bit of this self-employment tax through the FICA and Medicare taxes. But the difference is the distributions that this corporation can make to you come to you completely free of this self-employment tax. So now because of that little loophole, and it's a loophole that's only for small businesses, there's very, very strict rules on it. You can't have more than so many shareholders. You can't have multiple classes of stock. You can't have disproportionate distributions. You can't have foreign shareholders. But those are things that probably nobody in this room is going to have a problem with, but they're meant to keep the big guys from having this tax break. It's just for the little guy, which is really nice that they did something for the little guy because they don't usually write as a big guy. But you've got to be taking some salary. I can't emphasize how important that is. In fact, when we elect with the IRS to be one of these S corporations, they send you back a letter that says, okay, we accept your application to be that, but we want to take the opportunity to remind you how important it is to do this and make sure you're paying a reasonable salary. I recommend that if you do it, when you get to these points, any of these levels here, it starts to make sense. You can see the savings across the bottom. We're talking thousands of dollars already. I recommend that you use actually a reputable payroll company to do it. Make sure the returns are filed on time. Make sure the taxes are paid. Because you do become then a fiduciary, and the IRS looks at that. Even though you might be your only employee, the IRS looks at that as that's somebody else's money that you withheld. So you got to make sure you do it right. But it's not hard to do the right way, and the tax savings, again, are great. So anyway, the last thing I'd want to mention is kind of what Dave mentioned too, and I don't want this to sound like it's a big commercial for me. But since you guys do have your businesses now, I would really recommend that you get your returns professionally prepared. There are a lot of opportunities, a lot of pitfalls, tax traps, and even more opportunities. But you've got to know what they are and make sure you're doing them the right way. So I would recommend you have your returns professionally prepared. And I would recommend that you ask the person, are you a CPA or an enrolled agent? If they're not, they're not licensed. They haven't taken all the educational courses. Don't have any kind of continuing education requirements. And that's the thing about the tax law. It's written by politicians, so it literally changes every time Congress meets. So that's why we're held to strict standards. So I would really recommend either a certified public accountant or an enrolled agent, an EA. And both of them should, you know, most of the time you'll be fine with just about any of those. And in either case, it will probably be many times better, no offense, but probably better than if you just do it yourself on like TurboTax or something like that. Anyway, I'm going to leave a bunch of my cards out here, and hopefully you guys all have these things. My website's on this organizer. Feel free to check it out. Give me a call if you guys have any questions, or if you're questioning how your previous returns were done, or if, you know, this is your first year in business. Really, really, really encourage you. Again, if it's not me, go see a professional, even if it's not your first year, but especially if it's your first year. You need to make sure you're getting this done right. Anyway, I appreciate the time, Dave. Great guy. Apologize, my wet blanket now. Pull the air dryer back off. Dave will pump this place up in 2 seconds, I'm sure. So, but thanks again. Appreciate it.
For the payroll. I was supposed to give you a credit check. He's got a bail because it's tax season, and he's got a whole bunch of clients. I've got a box of his cards sitting here. We'll make those available as a tool table. If any of you guys would like to contact him, sit down, get a consultation, and look into it. I've spent literally dozens and dozens of hours going around and interviewing different accountants. And a lot of them were good guys, and I felt were good qualified people. But after talking to some of his clients and seeing what he had done for them, and having him look at my last 3 years' tax returns and then give me a prospectus on where he felt we could be sitting, I felt overwhelmingly encouraged to go ahead and move forward with him, and I've been thoroughly, thoroughly impressed. All right, before we bring up Mr. Samaniego, I'm going to have our group vice president come up, share a real quick announcement about our upcoming events. Ms. Theanne Foster.
Okay, I got just a few quick announcements. First of all, you've got a packet on. Each of you should have one. I put one on each of your seats. So really quickly, advanced product training is coming up. And for those of you that are new, once a quarter, we have in-depth training on the product so you really understand how the product and services work. And this month, this upcoming one is February 20th. And it is, I'm very excited about it because this month I'm going to be bringing in another six-figure income earner, Mr. Scott Viette. How cool is that?
That's
within
awesome.
2 weeks, you get to have two ring earners training you. So on the second sheet, first sheet is information on when and where, February 20th, 10 to 2. That's going to be here. And so you want to pre-register. If you pre-register, it's $15 per person, not per associate agreement, per person. Or if you come in at the door, it's 20. So I advise just calling and getting pre-registered. That helps us to plan ahead for how many will be there. On the second page of your packet, you'll just see a little bit of information about Mr. Scott Viette. And one thing you do not want to miss is training. He is going to train. I've specifically asked him amongst all the other great things he's going to train you on. When he first got started in the business, he started to build a team. It was going slowly, but he needed full-time income right away. And he developed a self-generating lead referral program that immediately was making him $1,000 a week just on marketing the memberships while he was building his team at the same time. So make sure that you want to be sure and be there for that. Also, attached to every advanced product training, the following Monday is always a provider law firm open house. And how many of you have attended a provider law firm open house? It's worth it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This is an opportunity for you to go down and tour the law firm and take your associates or your members with you, and you get to go see the offices, meet with one of the managing partners, have treats. Now, there is only space for 20 people. Look how many people are in the room and how many people are on your team that aren't here. So I would advise you on Monday morning, first thing, call the corporate office, call marketing services, and register for the provider law firm. You have to pre-register for that. You can't just show up. So make sure you do that. And then finally, the very last weekend of this month, yes. Phone number at the corporate office, marketing services, 580-436-7424. Okay? And that's to pre-register also for APT as well as the provider law firm open house. All right. Then finally, the last weekend of the month is group school. And so, again, for those of you that are new, may not be aware that we can offer our services as benefits to employer groups, to employees. And in order to do that, you do have to be certified. So make sure that you get pre-registered for that as well. If you pre-register, it's $99. It's a two-day training, and you will learn all of the things that you need to know in order to be able to go and open employer groups. And again, you'll need to want to pre-register for that. If you walk in, and it's $125, so you can save a lot of money by pre-registering. But the last sheet of that packet has information on that and where and when. So I'll see you then. Thanks.
All right. Letting you know about our small business marketplace, Mr. George Wilkinson.
Okay, I can handle it up here. There's some flyers out there in the hallway. We had a really great participation in December. And because we had such a great participation, they decided to lower the fees again for the small business for the month of February. So you're going to want to pick up the flyer out in the hallway. It's $79. It's normally $99 and $39 for retakes. The class is on February 13th. And here's one thing I'm going to ask you. How many business owners do we have in here that have either been a business owner or are business owners right now? Every one of you need to raise your hands. You're all business owners. The reason I say that is because when you get that audit, it's only covered by a Schedule C audit protection, not your family plan. You might want to come out and learn how the business plan covers that. So if you have the S-Corp set up or an LLC, LP, whatever you want to do, you're going to need to have the right coverage yourself personally, and you're going to also want to make sure other people understand that. Another thing we're going to do is we have a breakfast with Fran, and I think some flyers went out on that. Those flyers get out? Daniel, did we get the flyers out to him? You know, here's one thing I'm going to ask you to do. We're happy to – we've got a guy that's willing to step to the plate. His name's Cliff. He's a really neat guy. We're happy to open that to everybody. He's been doing it himself, but we wanted to open it up to everybody. But here's the one thing I'm going to ask you to do. If you're a prepaid legal associate and you're not bringing a guest with you or have a guest there to learn more about the business plan and let Fran Tarkington sell it for you, don't get up and say you're a prepaid legal associate when they do announcements. Talk about your background, because there's nothing more embarrassing when we go to one of these breakfasts. You got 25 people there, and you got 7 people that are guests, and the other ones are all prepaid legal associates, okay? So I'm going to ask you to make sure you do that. The date on that is, I don't remember it, 18th. I was going to say it's coming up. I can't remember. But just grab one of the pink flyers. We'll get you more information. Appreciate your time.
All right, now the event we've all been waiting for. If you don't have something to take notes, You're gonna wanna get something. Borrow a piece of paper from your neighbor, friend, or just bite your fingertip off and write in blood. But you're gonna want notes on this this training. This gentleman, I mean, has one of the fastest growing organizations in all of prepaid legal. But more importantly than growing very fast, it's the percentage of people on his team that are picking up all this bonus money. In other words, hitting director in their first month in the business. I mean, working my guts out. It took me like 7 or 8 months to get to the level of director. And now they're popping them in a week to 2 weeks and picking up, I mean, helping new people get $2,000-$3,000 their first month in the business. You guys want to create a massive, massive surge of recruiting in your team? Start having half the people coming into your team have these type of success stories. Success begets success, and they just keep on coming in. So it's my honor and privilege to bring back up Mr. Brandon Samaniego.
All right. Thank you, thank you. How's everybody doing so far again? All right. Turn to your neighbor and shake their hand and introduce yourself and say congratulations for being here. So right now, Jim Rome told me that to build a $1 million a year network marketing business, which I'm going to be talking about today, is all done through culture and team building and relationships. So, you know, we are all one big family in this room, and you want to make sure that you can always lean on each other when it comes to building a huge network marketing business. And once again, thank you, leadership. Congratulations to all of you for being here today. And it's truly inspiring. You know, one thing that Jim Rohn says, he says, never miss. And I can tell you, through our process to executive director to the six-figure ring, we've never missed a team event, never missed a Super Saturday, never missed a international convention, never missed a briefing, never missed a team call. And Jeff Olson also says, if you master the 10 core commitment, and Mr. Stonecipher says you're either doing the 10 core commitment or you're not doing it at all. We're going to talk about that. You'll create a six-figure passive residual income within 2 to 5 years in network marketing. And so give yourself a round of applause for being here once again this Saturday afternoon. Very good. And I'm extremely excited. Just before I go into my story, but I just want to let you guys know, the first thing we're gonna talk about is very, very important. I'm just going to give you, when I'm going into my story, I want you guys to understand goal setting and the power of goal setting and the power of visualization and seeing it and touching it and understanding that if you you want success, you want the six-figure ring, it's got to be plastered everywhere. I mean, I know when I went out there on the break, I had a couple individuals, raise your hands if I had you put on the six-figure ring and I took a picture of you. How did it feel? Did it feel good? I guarantee it's on a thing. And if you haven't put that six-figure ring on, let me tell you, get with me after. I will put this six-figure ring on your finger, and I want you to take a picture of it, because this is one of the things that that I did, and we're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to go into the power of a very duplicatable system, and that's why Prepay Legal is so powerful, is because of Mr. Jeff Olson. The 10 core commitment and what he has designed. That's why last year, every 7 days, there was a new six-figure earner. We're going to break that down because Jeff Olson says master the mundane. And then I also want to talk about, I'm going to spend a good portion on getting someone started right. Raise your hand if you feel that you haven't gotten someone started right, or you didn't get started right. I'll raise my hand. Literally for my first year and a half, I wasn't started right, and I didn't get someone started right. And when you master getting someone started right, and we're going to go in detail, and hopefully there's a guest in the room, or not a guest, but a brand new individual that hasn't done their game plan interview, hopefully we can work together, and we can do a proper one on the spot, because it's extremely important. If you get someone paid in the first 5 days and you build relationships, they're with you for the next 6 months to 6 years. If you don't get them paid in the first 5 days, they're expired. It's not their fault. It's our fault as a sponsor. And Mr. Christopher Hughes tells me there's a difference between reading 10 pages of a good book versus studying 10 pages of a good book. And there's a difference between seeing the whys and the list and all that at every core training versus studying and mastering it. And through that, I'm also going to talk about how to get part of the $1,000 Club, which is going director. We're breaking directors in 24 to 5 days. Right now, I know 2 months ago, we broke 65 new directors throughout the organization, and that's including our executive director legs as well. It's because of mastering, getting someone started right. And I'm also going to talk about the power of recruiting. So we have a lot of great information, but what I'm talking about today, family, is simply what we, my wife and I, have done to go to executive, to go to the six-figure ring. And we have never chased 75 counters since we hit executive director, and we did not chase the ring. The executive director counters and the executive director ring chased us by building a huge business. And so it's going to be exciting, and I am so excited. But let me kind of just get into my story real briefly. I'm going to spend a little bit of time, because I think stories are so important. Because, I had to be able to relate with individuals that were in the front of the room. You know, I don't want the Yahoo salesperson in the front of the room that looks good, smells good, drives the nice car, sit up here and sell me, what they've done. I want to know exactly who this person is, because I'm all about building relationships. I want to know who they are. I want to know where they came from, the whole nine yards. And if you haven't heard my story, once again, I was in the mortgage industry. My daughter is 9 years old. We have another daughter on the way. I had our child very, very young. I was always taught, my parents, I love them to death. They did very well in their life, or they're still doing pretty well. But I was taught, go to school, get an education to go out there and get a good job. And now, how many of us were taught that same thing? And how's it working out for us? Not very good. I respect a job. Pay the bills, take care of the family. It's one thing I was taught is you have children, you have a wife, you're a responsible man, and don't depend on nobody. Do it yourself. And I didn't have a plan B in place, because that's all I knew. And so once again, I was in the mortgage industry. I was literally working 6 days a week, going in at 4 a.m, not coming home till 11, 12 o'clock at night. AmeriQuest Mortgage did take care of us. They would give us Juice It Up. They would give us Starbucks. They did whatever they could to keep Monster energy drinks. Did whatever they could to keep us wired, you know, to fund hundreds of thousands of loans every single month. And I was truly privileged to work with AmeriQuest Mortgage. And so once again, they called us in around the holidays, and I thought, you know, once again, we were getting a promotion because they're doing $60 billion a month. I mean, they were doing outrageous income, and they called us on. We heard they were laying off, whatnot. This was over 3 years ago. I thought, well, they would never lay off the corporate office, the home office. And next thing you know, this the vice president gets on this conference, this pre-recording, or actually this live conference call, and gave us all the, you know, the junk, saying that, you know, the company's not doing good, whatnot. Next thing you know, 20,000 of you guys are laid off. And I remember when they had security guards in the office because they escorted all management. And all they allowed us to do, and granted, you know, I gave, you know, and there was individuals that gave 20, 30 years to AmeriQuest Mortgage. I gave 6 years. And when they walk you back to your desk and they say you only take your stuff and nothing else, nothing that belongs to AmeriQuest Mortgage, and they escort you to your car, it's devastating. And at first I thought it was a joke. And next thing you know, me and a couple of my partners that I worked with, we thought it was a joke. We thought, are you kidding me? Is this really what happened? And then that's when we started getting all emotional. And I picked up the phone and called my wife, and she thought it was a joke. And next thing you know, it was reality. And I spent almost a year looking, playing the resume game, looking for a job. I was on every single, job monster, career, all this crazy job resume websites out there, putting so many resumes in. I went to interviewed with Option One and New Century and all the mortgage companies out there, and I could not find anything. And during that time, it was very, very devastating. I was so desperate just to go get a stock the shelves at the grocery store just to feed my family. And it was extremely hard because, you know, when you have a daughter and your wife has been privileged not to work, to stay home with your daughter. And during that time, you know, we had our daughter before we got married, so we did it all wrong. But, you know, God takes care of us. And my wife, she was 24 at the time, 25. She had a cancer scare, and her neck started swelling up. All this crazy stuff, and it was devastating. You know, we were for 9 months. We went every single day, and she got blood work done, CAT scans, PET scans. And when you're 25 years old and you have a daughter, and it's just so it's emotional. When you have a family and you see your daughter, you see your daughter and your wife and you at the bedside crying every night, you know, because, jeez, what a sissy I am. I don't talk about this a lot because it hurts. But thank God it wouldn't happen. When you're at the bedside with your daughter and your daughter's only 6 years old crying that you don't want to lose mom, it's devastating. It's devastating. And then all these doctor's appointments we went to, on top of that, I was losing, we were about to lose our insurance, so it would have cost us $500,000 if we didn't have insurance, and AmeriQuest was about to cut that off. And you know, it's truly devastating that this happened, and I just can't even imagine it. And thank God that it wasn't a cancer scare, but it's so scary to know that without, you know, the time and without a business like Prepay Legal, I don't know what we would have done. And now to have my wife always home and my daughter home, and to know that it wasn't true, and it still scares us to this day, it broke our heart. And so I ended up, we were at a pool party in the city of Paris, Temecula area, And all that had went by, and we were showing the DVD on prepay legal. And it's truly important to understand that if the gal that was in the front of the room would have sold me or convinced me or persuaded me, I would not be here today. And life would not be where it's at today, because I don't want to do sales. I don't want to be in sales. That's not what it's for. Now, I have no business experience. I've never heard of network marketing. I never heard of personal development. I never knew of anything. So this is very, very fresh to us. Well, what happened was, we got involved. We saw the DVD. The gal, and it's so amazing to look back at the system now. The gal had her sponsor there at the barbecue, got herself out of the way. He answered our questions, but he was very, very, he didn't say much about, prepay legal. And now I see why. All he did was he promoted the next event in the area. And this is the first key nugget is never promote an event. Now, this is just what I'm trained on today is just what we've done. And it's just what has helped us get the ring. Never promote an event, promote the speakers. And why I say that is because when you promote the speakers, it opens it up for all of us to be able to relate with an individual a lot more. Okay, when you just promote event, oh, it's an event. You know, we're in a hotel, we're this, we're that. Okay, great. It doesn't sound very exciting. But when you promote an event, the speaker, you tell someone their background, you know, where they started, where they're at now, the lifestyle. Do you agree you can relate with that individual a lot more? So that's what we did. This gentleman promoted Christopher Hughes down in Temecula. And we went to the briefing. Of course, we sat into it, and I was the guy at the back. Because, you understand, there was so much baggage going on. You know, how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to keep a roof over my head? I didn't want to respond, depend on mom or dad or mother-in-law following, because I was taught, if you're a man, you're a man. You take care of your family. You take care of your kids. And that's what I was taught by my parents in the high school I went to. And so we end up going to, this event, and we sat at the business briefing. And once they were done, my arms were crossed. They turned their chairs, and the gal said, well, are you ready to get started? I said, well, gosh, of course. I mean, this is amazing, but I had so much going on. I went and borrowed the $249, and after we gave them all of our information, wife's in the room, you're going to appreciate this. My wife said, what in the world did we just do? What did we just do? Who do we give? Why do we give this individual all of our information and pretty much our last $240? And granted, this was, we've already been fighting 9 months of crisis. And so when we went home and we didn't work the business, we did not open our package. We did not work the business for almost an entire year. Prepay wasn't on our mind. We didn't want nothing to do with it. We signed up. It's just because we had nobody there necessarily to inspire us and grab us and show us the bigger picture. Well, roughly about 8 months later, we had our first, we had a team event. And I had this guy by the name of James Lyles. He's one of our uplines. He was calling our house every single day, 4 times a day. That's the first key word, consistent and persistent. My wife and I, who is this freak calling us every single day, telling us that, didn't promote the event, telling us that we have a team party up in Utah. I'm like, Utah? I've never even been to Utah. Where's Utah? And we have all these amazing individuals. He promoted Dave Hall and his family, Chris Hughes, Dr. David Hughes, Dr. Mike Hughes, all these incredible, incredible individuals. He didn't promote the event. And he said, we have a team event. And that's a very important thing to put down. You have a team event, don't miss your team event. Don't miss your team event. And he got up there and he called us, and we had every excuse in the book, because we had so much going on prior. It was the last thing we wanted to think about. He said, Utah. I said, okay, well, how am I going to get to Utah? And he eliminated every excuse. As a good promoter, you understand, the biggest promoter in network marketing will cash the biggest checks, period, period. And he was a great promoter, and he said, okay, well, if a ride's an issue, you could drive with us. And let me tell you, we drove from Southern California to Daniel Summit in a van, me and my wife and daughter, and him and his wife and like their 5 or 6 children. It was the worst drive I've ever done in my life. I mean, there was bananas and leftover food on the floor. And if you know Mr. James Lyles, ask him what happens when he drinks a Monster or a Red Bull. He'll start like freaking out, scratching himself. but he's my dear friend, so I can talk with that. But he's an amazing leader, and he's a top executive, and so he eliminated that excuse. He was a promoter. He understood. He had mastered being a promoter, as Jim Rohn says. Number two, I said, how are we going to afford a hotel? He said, not an issue. You can stay at my hotel, or I'll get you a hotel at Daniel Summit. Dang it. Okay. How am I going to eat? Not an issue. I'll pay for your guys' dinner. We'll bring food up. Dang it. Every excuse that I came up with, he squashed to get me to the big event. Because he knew, as a good leader, when you identify people of their potential or what, you know, comes from inside, that there can be that individual can have a lot of success. So he eliminated every complaint or reason why we didn't want to go. Got us up to Daniel Summit. My wife and daughter and I had a blast. We were just up there. That's where we were yesterday, and it was so much fun. We had so much fun just to be able to get away after 6 years of never seeing my family, to go through a year of just bad times, to go up there and relax with the family and be around such amazing people. We came back and we were about 80% sold. Now, I was told that the number one sell you could do to someone is selling yourself in prepaid legal. And we were about 80% sold. Now, 2 months later comes Las Vegas International Convention. And write that down, never miss a convention. Never miss a convention. It's we're going to talk about that. It is so powerful. We went off faith and belief. We brought 12 people to convention to Las Vegas with us. Let me tell you what my wife and I did. We had no money because we lost it. We went from a six-figure to nothing, because it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. And we, you know, we're young and we just spent everything and tried to live the lifestyle, and then we lost everything. And we went. We obviously drove from Southern California. It's not long. And we called up a timeshare, talked to the big rig and say, we got 12 people. We are interested in buying one of your timeshares. And they said, okay, we'll comp your room and all this. Well, you know, we weren't really going to buy rooms. We had to stay there. So don't ever do that. So we did that, and it was Bally's. And next thing you know, they hated us. And I was like, well, no. You don't understand, sir. You don't understand. I'm a prepaid legal member. I don't sign any contracts until I tell my attorneys to overlook it. And they didn't like that. They didn't want my attorneys to overlook it. So I said, okay, well, then we can't do business together. But we got some rooms. It worked out good. And when I went to convention, and I saw attorney generals, and I saw over 15,000 people, I saw all walks of life that I can relate to, people that had what I wanted, had the time that I wanted, that sold me right there. And because of that, we are all about convention. I can tell you this. Oklahoma City is coming around the corner, and we got registered a long time ago. We're so diehard about the big events. We have 10 buses just from our team coming out of Southern California. I already have 100 rooms blocked in Oklahoma City for 10 buses. And if I got to get 20 more buses, I'll get 20 more buses. Just because I know, and the leaders know, we know what the big event did for us. It changed our life forever. We have very successful insurance, real estate people. They understand that they try to reinvent the wheel because they got involved because they made a lot of money. But when they got to convention off faith and belief and they saw the system and what they can do with this company, you better believe it now, they're doing the same thing by putting together dozens of buses to get their entire team there. And so we went there and came back, and that's when we got committed. We worked the business for about 3-4 months, made $16,000. Then the second year went to $65,000. Now this year is well over $100,000. And it's all because of what I'm going to talk about today. It's all because of, understanding what you want and mastering Jeff Olson. Okay? So that's my story. I'm so honored and privileged to be out here. So if you're ready to take notes, say I'm ready. Okay, very good. So let's talk about the first thing, and it's extremely important to condition your mind, and we're going to talk about a lot about, you know, turning the dream machine on, setting the mindset, you know, doing all that great stuff, because our how-tos are very, very simple, which I'm going to go over. But what I want to talk about first is I want to talk about the six goals that you want to write down every single month. It doesn't matter if you're brand new or if you're If you've been in business for decades and decades and decades, you want to make sure that every single month you have these goals written down and they are crystal clear and you have it done with your organization. Because if you can plaster this on your phone, around your home, it will do amazing things for you. I'll tell you this, I was telling this story, 2 years ago when we actually got committed, we wrote down on our dream board, my wife has always wanted horses, she wrote down, I want horses. This was 2 years before we actually knew anything about prepaid legal. When we just started, she always said she wanted 5 acres. I said I wanted a new home. She said she wanted 5 bedrooms. She said she wanted 4 baths. I said I want a circular driveway because it looked cool on the picture that I had with the Bentley in front of it. Two years ago, because it was very cheesy to me because I was always corporate America, all emails and, you know, suits and the whole 9 yards. And it was very weird to me at first. And when I started writing these things down 2 years prior and we saw it, we touched it, it was tangible, just like I'm telling you guys, every time I saw Chris Hughes and Scott Chapin and Mark Smith in Southern California, Jesse McPherson, Shawn Michaels, all these 6-figure earners, I told them, can I put your ring on and take a picture of it because I want to put it on my board. Okay, because I am going to track it. I am going to track it through my business. And so the first thing is your goals must be written down. They must be written down. They must be tangible. You must be able to see them, touch them, feel them. You already have it. And because we wrote down, my wife wrote down horses. She wrote down the new home, the 5 bedrooms, the 5 acres. I wrote down the circular driveway. We said that, and that's the next thing, is you must be specific on when you want to receive that. Because we were specific on when we wanted to receive that, our goal was to have all of that of April of 2009. Came February. Prior to that, my wife got her 4 horses. My wife got her new home, her 5 bedrooms, her 4 baths, her 5 acres. I'm sorry, I got my new home. She got her 5 acres, and I got my circular driveway. Exactly 2 years prior, what I have. And this house was going for $1.4 million. We snagged it for $325,000. How in the world did we attract what we had on our board? Okay, it was because we are specific on our goal setting. So that's number two. Number three is your goals must have a time element. So we talked about that as far as when are you going to accomplish it. And number four is you must have it written down. Number five is there is a price to pay. Now sometimes people think, oh, I'm just going to sit home and meditate and I'm going to attract a life of abundance. It doesn't work like that. You have to. Now, you gotta understand, you have to sacrifice. I can't tell you how many soccer games, parent conference meetings, I can't tell you how many events that my wife and I have missed to not miss my Super Saturday, not miss my international convention, not miss my team party. We have sacrificed so much because we knew, Jeff Olson told us, that if you commit 5 years to this business, that you can master network marketing, you have 100,000 people in your organization, and you are free. So I obviously was going to commit 5 years. So it's very, very important that you understand that you have a price to pay. Now, in your success planner, if you have that, I know everybody in Southern California uses that. That's our Bible to our prepaid legal success, okay? But we all master that. And inside that book, you know, we're specific on exactly what we got to sacrifice, what we got to go through, the price we have to pay to be able to accomplish, like this year, a $200,000 a year income. That's my wife and our goal, is to accomplish $200,000. We understand, and it's written down, what we have to sacrifice. And last but not least is you gotta read your goals every day, all day. I just before I left on a dollar bill, I put $250,000 a year income on that. And it's so important because I know Mr. Christopher Hughes, he says that if you're running for executive director of the 6-figure ring, if the judge or the sheriff came into your car, your office, would they be absolutely 100% sold that you are absolutely 100% committed of going executive director or being free or having a 6-figure or $1 million a year income? And I can tell you with us, absolutely. If you don't have it plastered around your house, my wife had our specific goals on our refrigerator, in my vehicle, on our boards, in our our office, in the restrooms, whatever it may be, we had it plastered everywhere because we knew that once the mind can accept it, we were going to attract it. We were going to receive it. So very, very important that you start getting organized and you master. This is prepaid legal. Doesn't matter if you're brand new, you're looking to make an extra $500 like we were, or you're looking to make $1 million a year income. If you are specific with your goals, you will attract your goals. So very, very, very important. Now what I want to do is I want to talk about the power of a duplicate. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me go over them once again. Goal number one is goals must be written down everywhere, all over your home. Number two, goals must have a time element and specific. Number three is once again, goals must be specific, but you can go into detail as far as specific. Number four is you must have, you must have it once again plastered all over your location. Number five is there is a price to pay, and you can put next to that sacrifice. Number six is you must read your goals every single day and master your goals so you can accomplish it. Okay? And I'll tell you what we just do. When we get our goals every single month from our family members, I never say organization, I never say team. We say our family because it is our family. Like, you guys are, we're family. But there's just a few things we go over. And something that we like to do every single month on our goals is, what position do you want to get to this month? Manager, director, director 25, director 50, executive, what is it? Specific. Number two is, how many counters do you want to go out there? What that means is, as an organization, how many families you want to go out there and bless with our service? Number three is, obviously, the lifeblood of a massive organization is recruit, and never get it out of order. Because I didn't sign up to have a job. I signed up to go out there and build 100,000 individual business and create massive duplication. Okay, and number five is, do you want to be Players Club 5 or 10? So those are other specific goals that you want to write down. But what I want to talk about now is the power of a duplicatable system. Now, you guys see this every single training. We like to look at it as 22-13 plus me. What this is 22-13 plus me. This is the Jeff Olson system. And I can tell you right now, we are all about Jeff Olson, and we do not get out of Jeff Olson. And if you can master 22-13 plus me, if you can master getting someone started right, and we'll go into the game plan even in just a second, you will build a massive organization. Now, what's the first two stand for? Well, what that is that's two events a week. Okay? Now, raise your hand if you can commit 8 to 10 hours a week and master 22-13, is it worth being free? Absolutely. Absolutely. Two events a week. Well, what are the two events? Well, we attend one briefing a week. What's the briefing? Well, that's where we go, because it's not about us. That's where we go, and we bring guests, and we make money. Okay? Number two is one train a week. This is where you go as an organization to learn how to create a six-figure income from home through network marketing. And we master that every single week. We don't miss. I was told, you're part-time, Brandon. You're 10 to 15 hours a week. If you want a lifestyle, you do not miss anything that we're going over right now. You are part-time. Before, you're committing 80 hours a week to AmeriQuest Mortgage as a robot, and you have nothing to show for it. This is part-time, and if you master it, you will create a massive, massive business, and you could be out of the country, and your organization is doing tens of thousands of memberships every single month. The second part is two exposure a day. Two exposures a day. Raise your hand if you could do two exposures a day. It's split-second marketing. How long does it take to hand someone a DVD and say, watch us? How long does it take to put someone on a sizzle call? How long does it take to hand someone a magazine and say, read this? If you can do two a day, okay, just say you work 5 days a week. Two for six, that's 10. So that's 10 a week, that's 40 a month. If you have 40 a month, Jim Rome says it only takes 10. It only takes 10 people to see it to get one or two recruits. Okay? If you are doing 40 exposures a week, or I'm sorry, a month, you are recruiting 2 to 3 people a month. And we're just talking personally. We're going to get into exponential growth and the power of one. But if you and your organization can master this, Okay? By your fifth year of mastering the mundane, keeping it simple, you have 96,000 exposures going in throughout the marketplace. Do you think your organization is recruiting a few people off 96,000 DVDs in the market? Absolutely. The one stands for one Super Saturday a month. Once again, you guys are here. You're at your Super Saturday. Congratulations. You've already succeeded for this month. Super Saturdays are very, very important. This is where you meet amazing individuals. This is where you get amazing nuggets on how to go out there and take your business to the next level. What's 3? 22 plus 22, 13? Well, first one is your team event. Our team event is in Arizona. Every team has a team event somewhere throughout the country. Every team has a team event. That team event is what changed our life forever, and we are so excited for our next team event to come up in Arizona in the summertime. That's number one. Number two is we are in Oklahoma City, and coming up in April 8th and 9th, we're in Oklahoma City. That's where we're going to have about 10 to 20 buses coming up in. Okay? That's number two. Number three is it used to be in Vegas. Now it's in Dallas, Texas. That's where you come to your three major events that you drop whatever you got to do to get there. You know, call in sick, take the vacation, whatever you got to do, because this will change your business forever because the vision that you are going to see. Plus me, what's plus me? Well, plus me is personal development. When we say personal development, we don't say, I mean, you can start out reading 10 pages of a good book every day and listening to 15 minutes of a good audio. Now, we recommend every new individual to master Jeff Olson and master Jim Rohn. Pick up Jim Rohn, How to Build a Network Marketing Business. Okay? Personal development, personal growth is amazing. Chris Hughes told me a former education will pay you a living, a self-education will pay you abundance. Okay? Personal development is everything. Personal development will change your relationship that you have with your significant. It will change how you act around your children. It will change the success in your business. It will change your posture. It will change everything. And through that, you will attract a six-figure, $250,000 a year income on what you do. And now, I love what Josh Jenny says. He says personal development is very, very simple. Very, very simple. It's what you read, what you see, what you attend, and who you associate with. That's personal development. And through that, you can build a massive organization. So very, very important. Now, is this hard, what we just talked about?
No.
This is all we do. And if you can master this, like Mr. Harlan Stonecipher says, you're either doing the 10 core commitment or you're not doing it at all. If you can master this, 22-13, this is what's on the power training. You will never chase executive director counters, or you will never chase the six-figure ring, and that's all I can talk up to is the six-figure ring. It's not about you. It's about an organization, and that's what it's about. And if you can master 8 to 10 hours a week by duplicating this process, you will not be able to stop your organization. So very, very important. Now, what I want to talk about is something that we're, and this is going to be about a good 35, 40 minutes, what we are so passionate about in our organization, in our family, and that's getting someone started right. So write down getting someone started right. This, if you can master this, family, you have a massive organization, and you're creating so much freedom and income for your organization, your family, which then will result to your bank account. Okay? Getting someone started right is very important. We want to be known as getting someone started right, because I know that if we don't get someone paid in their first 5 days, they are absolutely expired. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to get paid, and I never got it done right, properly, but I want to get paid within the first 5 days, not the first 5 months. Wouldn't you agree? Have you ever noticed that we signed somebody up and we didn't do it right just because we didn't know? And now we wonder why they're not calling us back, or why they're not at the events, or why they're not on the team calls. It's not because it's their fault. It's because it's our fault and we did it wrong. Now, everything we're talking about today is the system. It's all about referring to a higher source, which the gurus in network marketing call it. What that means is third party. We're all about referring to third party. So what I want to do is I want to act as if I just recruited somebody. Is there someone that's brand new in the room, or someone that wants to volunteer that has not done a game plan interview or a proper one? Give Alex? Wow. Give him a round of applause for jumping up. Alex, Do you have your phone on you? Do you have your phone on you? Okay. I'm going to need someone that has a phone. You have a phone? Can I get this chair for Alex? We're going to role play a live how to get someone started right. And if you can master this, it's over with. Let's sit right here, Alex. So, anybody have a power training on them? Power training? Okay. You mind if I get that? If I just recruited Alex, how you doing, sir? If I just recruited Alex, okay, I just got done. Thank you, sir. I just got done at the business briefing with Alex. Just got done filling out his information. Now, what I want to do is the first thing I'm going to do to Alex as we're sitting down is I'm going to tell him about this CD right here. I'm going to say, Alex, this gentleman right here is my mentor. He's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Okay, he's the guru. You want to know from this guy, he's like four companies, $1 billion a year income. And this 3-disc CD right here is the ingredients to a six-figure, million-dollar a year income with prepaid legal, what you just signed up in. Okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to listen. I know you probably won't get to all 3 discs, but on your way home, I want you to listen to this first disc. And tomorrow, I want to just chat about it to see what you like best and what you learned. So the first thing I do, I missed the boat on this. First thing I do is I get a power training into someone's hands right away. Why? This is the ingredients to success in prepaid legal. There's nothing else out there. This is it. So I want to make sure right away Alex knows that I want him to listen to it and we're going to discuss what he heard. Because I know Jeff Olson is going to talk about a briefing a week, a training a week, exposures, a super Saturday a month, international convention a year. I know that I just eliminated myself, took myself out of the picture, referred to a third party, and now he's going to listen to it. Now he has the ingredients to success in prepaid legal. I can tell you how Todd Kao's organization is doing over 1,000 recruits a month is because they got this. They set the tone that everybody that steps foot into their family, they get a copy of this power training on the spot. Not 24 hours later, not 2 days later. Okay, so very, very important. Now, I just recruited you. You got that. I'm also going to tell you, and if your team has one, refer to it. Team Renew, we have this, and most teams have this. But if not, what I go over is the main ingredients to master. So now what I'm going to tell Alex is, just say you're on Team Renew. I'm going to say, Alex, I want you to go to our team site. And if you don't have one, no big deal. But I want you to go to our site, and on there it says there's a Getting Started Right document. I want you to go on there and kind of study it, understand it. But what we're going to go over right now are the 5 main things that you need to know to be able to get your first check in the next 24 to 48 hours. Are you okay with that? Are you willing for me to help you out to get you to help you make over $2,000 your first 30 days? Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. The first thing I'm going to talk about is I'm going to talk about his why. And I don't know about you guys, but I ran through this section so dang fast, and I was wondering why I was losing more people than I was recruiting. I was wondering why I couldn't get someone paid, and they would never call me back. And so this is what I'm going to do with Alex. What I'm going to do with Alex is, wouldn't you all agree right now that the dream machines have shut off for most of us? Absolutely. The dream machines have shut off for most of us. Why? Because after the age of 16, we start having responsibilities, we start having families, we start getting in the corporate America arena, our dream machines are shut off. Wouldn't you agree? So during this process, I want to make sure, number one, I'm turning his dream machine back on. Doesn't matter if he's 18 or if he's 90. Number two is I want to make sure that I build culture with him right now. What is culture? It's relationship. It's trust. And that's my whole point of doing the why with him. I want to make sure before we leave, him and I know a lot of things about him, okay? I know exactly what he wants to do in this business, okay? What organizations he wants to donate to, the lifestyle he wants to live, and through this, his shield, being skeptic, is going to drop. And we now just built a relationship. People buy people. People want to associate with people that they trust, they feel comfortable with. Okay? So very important. Hopefully you wrote down culture, trust, relationships. So now I want to do, what I want to do is I'm going to say, Alex, obviously you look like a very, very humble, nice gentleman. Do you have mom and dad? Or mom or dad? Very good. Hi, mom and dad. This is what I want to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about, Alex, is number one is with your mom or dad, what would you want to do for them as far as bill-wise? Pay off debt, pay off their homes. If money wasn't an issue.
Get them a nice, brand new home.
Okay, so you want to help mom and dad get a home. Okay? So now, okay, no problem. You want to get them a home. So let me ask you. There's no price tag. Because in prepay legal, there's people every 7 days making a six-figure all the way up to $100,000 a month. Okay? There's no price tag. Now, if there was no price tag, where would you want to move your family? Anywhere in the world? Anywhere?
I have to say Washington, D.C.
Okay, Washington, D.C.? Is there a city? Is that the city, Washington, D.C.? Is there, like... You know, it's like, say, Southern California, but, you know, Beverly Hills, Laguna Beach. Okay. If there was no price tag on the home, what kind of home do you want to buy them? No price tag. Okay, what's the price tag? $5 million, $2 million, $100,000. Three what? $3 million? Okay. Bless you. How many acres? How many acres? So what is that? 5 acres, 2 acres, 100 acres? How many acres? 300 acres? Very good. Okay. Yeah, that is Washington, D.C. If you can buy your mother a car, no price tag, what car would you buy your mom?
Lamborghini.
Okay. What size engine? Limited edition? No, just.
Probably limited.
Okay. What color interior? Rims or no rims? No rims? Convertible or no convertible? Okay. Very good. If you can buy dad a car, what would you buy dad? No price tag. Okay, be specific. What do you? Dad, what do you want? Very good. Dad, what kind of truck? What's a big truck? Like an F-150? What, like a... What's that car we saw that you want? What's that truck? That big thing? That big monster looking thing? International, like 85, 50, 100 or something? Something big like that? What color? Okay. Good. Purple with some sparks in it? Sparkle? Okay. Very good. How many seats? How many people can it hold? Okay. And family, hopefully you're writing this down because I'll tell you the philosophy to this. This is so important. So important. Okay. If you can donate to any organization or tithe money or start your own organization, what would you want to do?
Donate to the nearest weapons
club. Weapons? Okay. How much money per month do you want to give?
Per month? 35.
Okay. What's an organization you want to start? It could be for a sister or brother. And Mothers Against Drunks, whatever you want to do. What would you want to start? Computer? Computer organization? Okay, how much will you want to donate monthly? No price tag. There's, you can do whatever you want.
At least 40,000.
Okay. Okay. Dear brother or sister?
A lot of them.
A lot of them. How many?
We have
5 children. 5 children. Okay. Just because of time's sakes, obviously, there's a lot of them, but... What would you want to do for your 5 brothers or sisters? Maybe pay their whole tuition to a private school. Maybe put a money aside for college when they graduate, when they move on to college.
Pay their way through the most expensive schools there are.
Okay, what school? What school do you want to send them to? If you could pick one. One school.
Harvard.
Okay, so I can go on and on, but let me tell you, family, what this does. Well, let me ask you, how does that feel? How does that feel? Parents, how does that feel?
Not
really. Yeah. Do you remember when you were 13 years old? Not, you could have anything you want, right? So, why did it stop? Why did it stop? This feels good. To understand this. Now, through this, I'm turning the dream machine on. I'm turning Alex's dream machine. It doesn't matter the age. It really doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter at all. It has nothing to do with that. I'm turning his dream machine on. Okay? I'm writing down, I'm showing him that I care for his success. I'm showing him that there's a trust relationship right here. I'm showing him that he's in business for himself, but not by himself. I'm showing him all dreams can be accomplished through prepaid legal. I'm not saying, here you go, go get him, Tiger. Go make me money, Tiger. I'm building a relationship that key is the glue to a massive network marketing business. The glue that holds the business together is relationships. So I just turned his dream machine on. He now knows I care for his success. Now, as I'm going through this, family, this is all a stepping stone to help him get his first paycheck in 5 days and help him be part of that $1,000 director club. Okay? So, let me just ask you right here. Let me stop right here. How many of you have flown through the why and said, $500? Perfect. And that's all you did. And when you tried to have them put together a list, they probably put together about 5 people on the list. Or it was like pulling teeth. It should be everybody's hands. Everybody. And it's not that person's fault, it's our fault. This is all a stepping stone. So now let me ask you, Alex, you're excited, right? Are you excited?
Definitely.
You are definitely excited, okay? And I'll be honest with you. If I'm not going to do this with him, I'm not going to sign him up. I'll just get him a membership. I'm not going to recruit him. Why am I going to fail him? On how I got him started right. I just won't recruit him. Okay? Because a good recruiter can recruit somebody. This is powerful. But a great recruiter can recruit somebody and turn around and help them recruit the first person in 5 days. That's what a great recruiter. You can recruit all day long. Okay? I would rather recruit 2 to 3 a month than recruit 10 a month. Why? I don't care to be the top recruiter. Because while that person recruit 10 a month and they're juggling how to help them get paid, How they're juggling to get them paid, I recruited too. And through that too, I did this, I built relationship. So they're going to be with me 6 months from now. And I just turned that two into 50 in the next 60 days. I don't care to recruit 10 a month. If you do, awesome. But I don't care. Because I understand that this is all about relationships. And I'm not going to juggle 10 people and fail their success because I don't want to do it properly. I only care to recruit 2 a month. Maybe 3. That's all I care to do. Okay? So very, very important. Because I want to change your life forever, okay? I want you to remember me forever because of the relationship. Our friends this day are the only people in prepaid legal, okay? So now what I want to do is I want to do his list. You guys understand the list, right? I'm not reinventing the wheel right now. You see this at every training? Okay, this is very, very powerful. It's all about write down on your paper how fast, how many. How fast, how many. How fast, how many. So when I'm sitting down with Alex, I'm going to say, Alex, we're going to do your list right now. This is your foundation, sir. This is everything right here. We got to master this together. Together, not on your own. So I want you to do. And you have a lot of numbers in your cell phone? Parents' cell phone? Okay. Dad? Does he know how to use it? You know how to use it? Dad, can I? Is Alex? Do you mind if I have Dad up here? Dad, come up here, cause I want to use you. I want to use you. Help me give Dad a round of applause. I guess I haven't. You know, everybody has. Everybody, I know Alex has a cell phone, but most people have cell phones. Most people have text messages. So, Dad, what I want you to do is I want you to grab your phone. Okay, and this is very important, Dad, because what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through your phone. I don't care about who you say you know in your head or whatnot. I want to go through your phone because I have not met someone to this day that doesn't have 100 people in their phone, okay? You know, five-year-olds have 50 people in their phones, okay? I think my daughter has 50 people in her phones. It's a prepaid phone. I don't know where she got them all. I don't know if it's dad and mom 50 times. I don't know. But this is what I want to do. This is very important, Mike. Nice to meet you, by the way, sir. This is very important. We don't prejudge and prepay legal, okay? I can sit here and tell you many stories about what this service has done for people that has changed their life forever, that has kept them from losing their home, that has got them out of jail, that has whatever it may be, whatever it may be. I can tell you so many people that because of prepay legal, they made $1,000 the first month by doing this, and it keep their family from not being on the streets. I can tell you stories after story what this has done for people. And so we don't prejudge in prepay legal. We just don't. We don't care if they have a PhD to a GED. We don't care if they're a doctor or attorney, if they're our deadbeat friends. We don't care. We're not here to care about the results. We don't care about if they buy or not, they join or not. We don't care. All we care about is how fast, how many people can we get in front of this information, and through the numbers, they will separate the people for us. Okay? So we don't prejudge. So let's start with the first person in your phone, the first A. Who's the first A?
Alex.
Okay. Next A?
Amy.
Okay, 1 second. Amy. Next A?
Andy.
Okay, 1 second. After they do three, I repeat to them, don't prejudge. You don't know what this membership or business can do for somebody. Okay? So I repeat at the third one. Fourth person?
Anna.
Okay. Fifth person?
Ann Jane.
Sixth person?
Betty.
Remember, Mike, we don't prejudge because you never know what this business is going to do for this. It's changed our life forever. I'm sorry. Seven. Next person?
Blaine.
Yep. Or Bling?
Blaine.
They said Bling Bling. Eighth person?
Caleb.
How you spell that?
Yeah,
doesn't, who cares? Ninth person?
Danger Dan.
Danger Dan. Well, you know what? We can turn Dangerous Dan into a dangerous director. Okay, next person. And I mean, if it's a business, no. But if it's a business owner, yes.
It's whoever.
Work.
Perfect. Okay, next.
D-E-E.
Next.
Dawn, best friend.
Okay, don't prejudge. Next. Next.
Delabor.
Next.
Valabor.
Valabor.
Not related.
Not related, not cousins.
No.
Next.
Alex with an X.
Don't prejudge because you never know what this business can do for their family and many generations to come. Next.
Cisco starts with a C.
Next.
Mike.
Bless you. Next.
Heidi.
And once again, service can save people. Next.
John Barlow, ex-boss.
Perfect. Next.
John.
Next.
Johnny.
Remember, don't prejudge. Next. Ooh. You're in the doghouse tonight. Next. Next.
Kim.
Don't prejudge. Next.
Lenny.
Next. It's okay. I have plenty of time.
Father-in-law.
Don't get his name wrong. What's his name? Let's just say Ted. Let's just say Ted. I'll save you. My brother. Next.
Mother-in-law. That's your bed. Sorry. Clara.
Wife, he loves you and he's sorry. We get it out of the way quick. Next.
Matt.
Okay, don't prejudge. Next.
Monique, current boss.
Next. So let's just stop right here. I do anywhere from 30 to 50 names. And I write them down because we write them down because I just got into his head and taught him not to
prejudge.
Very good. I just taught him not to prejudge. We don't care who they are, what they are, what they have, what they don't have. We don't care. On top of that, I just built another relationship. Because what I want to do, I want to be the number one influencer in his life over his closest people. I want to make sure that I get in and I know all of his people, his closest people. I want to know the color of his cars, his carpet, the whole nine yards. I want to be the number one influence because I want him to know that I care for his success. You see how this is a stepping stone to each other? Now, I can go on to another 30 names, okay? And I guarantee we can end up knocking out 100 to 500 names on the spot. Now, it's a numbers game, right? Because I know that if we get 10 in front of the information, we're going to recruit one. We don't care to help him recruit 10. We care to help him recruit one. The power of one, and just let it duplicate. Now, so far what we've done, we built a relationship, right? I feel like I already know you guys. I know exactly what cars, where you guys want to live, you know, how many children you have, what you want to do for your children. I already know 30 of your people in your phone. I feel like I already know them. Okay? It's inspiring, isn't it? That I'm not, oh, here you go get them. You're in business for yourself, not by yourself. I'm holding your hand and I'm saying, let's go get them together. Let's go get them together. Okay, so now what we're going to do is, once again, it's all about how fast, how many. We're going to take his cell phone. You have text message, right? Okay. If you don't have text message, it's like sense. Go get text message. I didn't know how to send a text a year ago. I had to, like, ask, I don't know, my daughter's friend or something. 3 years ago, prior to AmeriQuest Mortgage, my wife and my sisters and my mom, this is embarrassing, but before my interview, they had to literally teach me how to turn on a computer. I don't know. All I know how to do is log into Prepaleo's back office, and that's all I know. All I know how to do is check deposits and check recruits, and that's all I care to know. I don't need to know anything else. Because what I was taught is emails. Emails is corporate America, and text message and relationships is network marketing, and that's all I care about. Okay? So now what we're going to do is go ahead and grab your cell phone. How many texts do you know can you your phone send out at a time? Some are 10, some are 20.
Babe, I'm not sure what this is.
Don't get the iPhone because I heard it's like 10.
I don't know. I've never.
That's okay. What do you think? Let's just say 10 on average. Okay, so what I want you to do. Go to this person. We don't skip. Go ahead and click Alex's name. If you master this, family, I'm telling you, you will create a massive organization. No. Mr. Hall, do we got time?
Sure.
I want you to understand this, because if you take this serious, you're not going to be able to stop your organization. Period. Alex, is he already on there? Okay. Now you should be able, let's just only click up to 10. So click Amy. Click Andy. People want to follow somebody. They want to follow someone that's coaching. They want to follow the leader until they become a leader. Okay. Click Annie. Annie now. So Andy and then Annie. I'm sorry, Anna. Click Aunt Jeannie or Aunt Jane. Okay, click Betty. Click Blame or Bling. Bling, Bling. It absolutely doesn't matter. Yeah, we don't care if it's the right phone number or it's the right phone number. Click this person, Caleb. Yeah. At one time, it was the right because they're on our phone. Click Dangerous Director. I'm sorry, Dangerous Dan. Click D. No, you're clicking them. Because you want to make over $2,000 your first month, right?
Oh.
Okay. Because we want to make sure that we accomplish these things that we wrote down. Now D. Just do D as the last person. Okay. So now, this is what we're going to do. Go to where you text them. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, friends. And you got to get the verbiage right. Because if not, you'll come off very salesy, arrogant, whatnot. Hi, friends. This is Mike. Let me know when you're done. Of course, we got a hard phone. I'm sorry, family, but I really want him to write this in detail. This is Mike. Because I want to make sure he gets paid immediately, not 5 months from now. Because I care for his success. Son? Okay, you got that? This is Mike. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Period. So, add 3-4-0s to that or O's to that. So, it's all with the mind. It's all psychology. So, couple O's. Okay. When you sit down, I'll have you do this, but it's so important we do it now. We'll do it out. When you sit down, because I'll keep on going with the training. So, okay, so, hi, friends. This is Mike. So, with a bunch of O's, excited about this biz I came across or I found, one or the other. Period. Your opinion means the world. Cap, world. To me. Now, what am I doing right there? Number one, I said, these are friends. I'm saying I'm so excited, okay? Humbly. That's like saying, Dave Hall, can you come watch my daughter play soccer? Okay? I'm so excited. He's going to tell me yes. I'm so excited. Then I said, his opinion means the world to me. I'm now fluffing his ego. I'm stroking his ego. Okay? Your opinion means the world to me. Okay. I'm sorry. Hi, friends, because I got caught up. So excited about this biz I found. I apologize. About this biz I found. Your opinion means the world to me. Cap world. Period. Listen to this number, ASAP, cap ASAP. Tell me what you think. Now, this is what we use. Use what you want, but this is what we use. And if you haven't heard this sizzle call, I highly encourage you to listen to it. But you use what your Upline Platinum wants you to use. 512 404-2330. Have you heard that yet? Raise your hand. Oh, wow. Okay. And if you haven't used that, Chris Hughes did a phenomenal job. And it's, once again, it sets you up. So now I'm going to say, it's a 4 minute. Now I'm going to tell him, we're going to blast that out to everybody in his phone. It doesn't matter if you have 100 or you have 500. Within seconds, we are going to get the first 30, 40, 50, 60 people. Within 24 hours, we're going to get the first 500 people just say they have on their phone on that call immediately. We don't care the results. Well, guess what you just did? You just flooded the market with a sizzle call that just took you out of the picture, eliminated you, so they can hear a higher source, a third party, about your what you're working on. Okay? Very impressive, because guess what happens from there? It now is a stepping stone to number three. Number one's your why. Number two's your list. Number three is your private business reception. Well, guess what? All I care about is out of those 100 to 500 names, all I care about is one person calling them back saying, I want more information. Because on that sizzle call, it says, get back, listen to the, watch a DVD, or listen to watch a website. So now through that, Mike is going to get one person, because I know it's a numbers game. He's going to get one person that's going to call him back and say, Mike, I just listened to that. I want more information. That's amazing. Okay. And the people that he's very close with, if he doesn't get a response within 48 hours, he's going to send another personal text back to them saying, hey, Brandon, did you have a chance to listen to that? Once again, your opinion means a lot to me. Listen to it real quick. Tell me what you think. And through that step, he's going to get someone calling back the next day and say, I want some more information. And guess what Mike's going to say? It's funny you asked. I'm having what's called a PBR. Some people at my house tonight at 6 o'clock to come over and watch the DVD. Now, I don't know about you, but in the beginning, we expected as leaders, our new people, oh, Mike, by the way, I want you to call all your people in your list. And it's all about how fast, how many. And I want you to call them up and I want you to say, hey, you know, your opinion means the world to me. I'm working on this business. Take about 15 minutes, 30 minutes. May or may not be for you. Can you come over to my house? Watch this DVD. By the way, can you bring a bag of ice? Do you want to do that? No, I mean, do you want to call and invite your people? Remember, you've always been corporate America. You don't want to, you know, call. Do you want to call up and tell these people to come over? It's kind of weird, right? You feel a little weird? Okay, then I thought, okay, well, why don't the leaders call up and invite for them? And then I'm calling up Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you? You don't know me, but I heard a lot of great things about you from Dave Hall. You know, he's working on this business. He's right here next to me. Dave, say hello. But your opinion means the world, and we're having some people come over. Now, you're like, okay, we're friends. Why did you have that guy call me and invite to your PBR? Why didn't you just invite myself? So now, through that call, he heard everything he needs to get himself out of the way to get people at his PBR the next day. Okay? Now, very, very powerful. I just got a text last night. We had an 18-year-old college student do that. And I'm sorry, he texted me last night, but he did it Wednesday night. And they've already recruited 25 people in 72 hours. That's one leg. That's one person. He sat down with five new people and did a proper game plan interview. And through those five, they've already recruited 25. And that's one leg of his. Well, guess what he's going to do this week? Yeah, absolutely. Guess what he's going to do this week, or he's going to teach his sponsors to do with those new people. And guess what they're going to do with those new people, and those new people, and those new people. Next you know, he'll have executive director wrapped up probably the next 8 days. And then he'll turn around and do the same thing and break more executive directors. Okay? That's how one of my mom's organization that I gave a DVD to, I love this story. I gave a DVD to my mom. And I said, Mom, watch this. And this is before I knew this. And she said, I don't want to sell. I'm traditional, old school, you know, HR director. I said, Mom, how much selling did I do to you? She said, none at all. I said, I handed you a DVD, right? I said, Mom, do me a favor. Go ahead and hand a DVD on lunch break. Obviously, you're an HR lady, to one of your temp as her work. She handed it to her gal by the name of Yudera Chacon, which then handed it to her husband, which is a practicing attorney in Mexico, but he came over here and, I mean, you know, he made $400,000 in the real estate, bilingual. And he went out, and now there's in a year and a half because of tools and events and now mastering this, there'll be four new ring earners in that one leg. That organization does 200 to 400 recruits a month, 400 to 800 counters a month. It's paid us well over $100,000 in passive income. And I gave it because all I did was give it to my mom. I gave a DVD to my mom. And now this organization's mastering that. All because of mastering this, how fast, how many, they're creating massive duplication. Okay? So now we're in out your PBR. That's number four. Write your private business reception. Now I'm going to be there for you at your first private business reception. But then sooner after a few, I'm going to cut the ties because I want to build a walk-away organization, a duplicatable organization. So now I'm at his PBR. Now write down PBR and write down PBR stands for promoting is the P. The B is bring. The R is ring. Promoting brings ring. Simple as that. Promoting brings ring. And so through us promoting these numbers, sending out the text, we have a private business reception. Now, what's a private business receptions? We just show DVDs. That's all we do. But I may be there for an hour or an hour and a half, but the first 45 minutes, all I'm doing is I'm getting to know him even better. I'm getting to know his people. I'm getting to know the color of his carpet. I'm getting to know his family, how many kids he has on top of this, his few people that listen to this call that are there. I'm getting to know their family. I'm getting to know how many children they have. I'm getting to know where they live. And guess what I'm doing for the first 45 minutes? I'm building culture because I know it's the glue that holds a network marketing business together. I'm building trust with him, and just say his guest is Ryan Burns. I'm getting to know everything about Ryan Burns. Why? Because I've walked into PBRs before, and it was weird. Like the guest walks in, and it feels like the closer's gonna come up, and you're getting sold to, and it's very weird for a guest. Wouldn't you agree? Is it weird for a guest? So I want to build relationship. I want to build trust. I want him and his guests, I want the shield to be dropped because the whole philosophy is once I spend 45 minutes getting to know Ryan, he already wants to buy before he even saw the DVD. He already wants to buy. We're already gonna recruit him. I know that we're going to recruit him. Why? Because we know everything about each other. I already lowered the shield. He's going to buy before we watch the DVD. So that whole aspect, don't bring food. Don't do what you guys hear. Don't bring food. You know, don't rearrange anything. Don't be weird. Be yourself. Don't, you know, have alcohol there. Don't, you know, I'll tell you why. Because Jeff Olson says if it's not duplicatable, don't touch it. If a dud can't do it to a stud, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't even touch it with a 10-foot pole. And so we're not going to have nothing there besides water. Maybe chips or crackers, but that's all we're going to have. Because I want an 18-year-old to do it to a doctor or vice versa. Okay? So now, through that, now it's like, after we like know each other, it's, Mike, where's your DVD player? And we're going to go, and we're literally, okay, before we hit power play, either Mike's going to do it or I'm going to do it, but we like to have Mike do it because he's a new associate. All he's going to go up and stand up. He's not going to do anything script because nothing script is in network marketing. He's going to say, hey, guys, I'm glad you listened to the call. I'm so excited. And he's going to tell us why. He's going to say his why. He's like, you know, I want to be able to make sure I have my five children's college paid. I want to buy my wife this. I want to start this organization. And guess what that person's doing, that new person's doing after you built culture, relationships. They are now relating to everything that's going on in their life. Okay? So now he's going to say, well, we're excited. Let's just watch this DVD. And we're going to hit power play. And we're just going to sit there. And we're just going to bob and knob. And we're going to bless you. We're going to laugh. And we're going to laugh, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to laugh, and nobody's going to say anything, and the dogs are upstairs, and the kids are upstairs, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to laugh. And after, you know, Mr. Darnell Self and Bright, and that's all we do. We just show the private interception. We don't do boards, we don't do presentations, we don't do magazines, because if a dud can't do it to a stud, don't touch it. We hit power play, we sit there and watch a DVD. Well, guess what happens when, after we're done, Mike says, hey, Brian, wasn't that amazing? He's going to say, yeah. Well, by then we already built relationship. And he's going to turn to him and say, you ready to get started? And he's going to say, yeah, because you already built a relationship. And that's where the power of one starts. Well, guess what? The sponsor that's there, okay, after I do two with him, he's going to master us because it's so duplicatable. But guess what the sponsor and I are going to do? We're going to sit down and we're going to go back to phase one, keep the main thing, and we're going to build more relationship. And we're going to increase his why. And we're going to go ahead and have Ryan Burns, since he was the guy that just signed up, we're going to have him put his list down. And we're going to turn the dream machine on. And we're going to never prejudge. And we're going to write 50 or 100 or 30 names. And guess what happens? We're going to do the same process with Ryan Burns. Ryan Burns does this process. Guess whose PBR is? Tuesday now. Ryan Burns is Tuesday. And then we're going to do the same thing. He recruited Dave Hall. Guess whose PBR is Wednesday? Dave Hall's. And it just goes and goes and goes and goes. And you always want to try to book two private business receptions with your individuals. One during the week, one on the weekend. Okay? One during the week, one on the weekend. Because my goal is if I do this properly, if you do this promptly, I will get him his first promotion. Now, if I get him paid and promoted, guess how much longer he's going to stick with me? At least another 6 months. At least another 6 months. And through him duplicating that, he is now going to be created as a leader inside of prepaid legal. Okay? And if you can master private business receptions, now, if they're not going on, you as the leader got to set the tone to doing private business receptions. Find an organization, let's just say Shawn Michael. Him and his wife, Lauren Michael, they were at 200,000 this year. Oh, they know they just got recognized as $250,000. And they now just finished off at about 400,000. I mean, I can go on. Josh Denning, Todd Kahle, everybody. And this is what we did. This is somewhat what we did to get the ring. And it's all because of private business reception and getting someone started right. The only reason you do private business reception is to build culture and obviously book another private business reception. Okay? So very, very important. That's number four. Number five is get them plugged into the training. Get them plugged into the training. Help me give, you guys are done. Help me give, we'll get a picture afterwards. Help me give Mike and Alex a round of applause. Now, what's the philosophy of the training? Well, the philosophy of the training is Jeff Olson. Your person's gonna see the bigger picture. You're gonna go and you're gonna introduce them to people like Dave Hall and Ryan Burns and all these successful individuals. All these successful individuals in the room. You're gonna introduce them to all these individuals. It's third party. You're gonna get yourself out of the way and they're gonna get trained on how to build a 6-figure income from home. Okay? That's the power of training. So, hopefully everybody, how much time do I have, sir? 10 minutes. I want to spend most of that on there because I promise you, and let me know, but I can tell you we're having so much success in Southern California because of this, because of only mastering this. Now what I want to do real briefly is I want to talk about, and hopefully you guys have any questions afterwards, I want to talk about real quick through this process, and this is all stepping stones to each other. Through this process, you're gonna get all your people into the $1,000 club. We broke 65 directors just a couple months ago by doing this. But let me show you how to go director and how powerful it is. Okay, so here's Mike right here. Okay, there's Mike. Mike goes out and gets his Aunt Sally. Okay, he now just made $138. He's in the profit mode. He goes, gets Bob, made another $138. He now go gets Tim, another $138. He just made over $400. Are you excited, Mike? Absolutely. So Mike's upline and us are gonna master this. So now we go out and we help Bob get Ryan. Bob just went senior associate, now made $138, and now Mike, you are what's called a manager. By the way, we're just going to give you a $100 bonus for doing that. Now, to go director, used to be, I don't know, 60 people or something crazy. It's 11 people to go director. Now, if you master this, you will recruit, forget about 11, your organization recruit 30 to 60 people in literally 60 days. So now we're going to go out and we're going to do the same thing. Jeff Olson in their hands, the whys, the list, all that to Sally. Okay? And Sally is going to go out, and she's obviously going to recruit her three. Okay? Same way. Through the PBRs. And she's going to help Tim get one. Now, Sally is a manager, and we're going to repeat the process right here. And repeat the process, which is a total of 11 people. Total of 11 people. We all know 11 people that are overworked, underpaid, unappreciated. Now, 11 people through this is very, very easy. Now, Mike, you are now a director, okay? And you just now made $1,860, and all you did was recruit three. That's it. That's all you recruited. But through your sponsor, Mastering How to Get Someone Started Right, those three just recruited another eight more people. You just made, and that's all you did. Now, we're not including what else you did, memberships. You just now made $1,860, and now you are in what's called the $1,000 Club. Now, let me ask you, Mike, we just did that in your first 30 days. Are you excited? How many bills did that pay? Does that open up your eyes? How long are you going to stick around? How many people are you going to repeat this process to? There you go. And guess what? Now you're going to an executive director. And every time that you do that, your team does that, you pick up a $500 bonus as an executive director. Well, you have 10 a week. That's $5,000 on top of your full-time income, on top of your prepaid legal income. We're only talking 10 a week by mastering this system. Now, very, very important. Let me just real quick also, as I'm finishing up, you guys, we all know the recruiting process is very, very simple. It's you. Okay? And what do? We use third-party tools. And I know we see this all the time, but if we master the mundane, it is obviously over with. There you are. We use third-party tools, DVDs, magazines. From there, we get ourselves out of the way, we follow up, we do a three-way call. From there, the third-party expert knows what to do. They invite him to a live event. From there, training, and you repeat the process over and over and over. And that's how you build a multi-million dollar money machine, according to Randy Gage, that talks about this. Now, hopefully you have that down. I'm sorry. Do a baseball diamond, put you in the middle. The first thing you do is third-party tool, DVD, magazine. If it's not duplicatable, don't touch it. Nowhere on there it says flap our jacks. DVD, magazine, sizzle call. Then from there, fortune's in the... You do that within 24 hours or less, and guess what happens? You now edify Mr. Hall, tell him how he's an amazing individual. Mr. Hall only has about 30 seconds. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. I edify him. I get him on the phone because I already shot him a text. My phone's on mute now. Mr. Hall knows exactly what he does. He tells the story real quick, then invites him to the next event. From the next event, he sees the bigger picture, he signs up, then goes to the training. And guess what that new individual is going to repeat over and over and over? They're going to repeat that. Okay? And as you guys see at the business briefings, if you just start with one, that's all you need to focus on is the power of one recruit. If you start with one, by your 12th month, obviously you have 4,096 people. Don't focus on recruiting 10 a month. I mean, if you can, awesome. Congratulations. But just focus on one. Just focus on one or two. And through the exponential growth and the duplication, it's going to grow. And once again, if it's not duplicatable, don't touch it. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to talk about. And you got to understand when prospecting, how to understand the masses, the 96% of the population that they say that if they're still alive at the age of 65, they're going to be literally dead broke, living on friends, family, neighbors, government, whatever it may be. You got to understand this. And you got to respect it, and you just got to understand it. Because the masses, their mindset needs to be tweaked a little bit. My mindset needed to be tweaked just a little bit through personal development. So, 27%, I'll get out of the way, 27% of the people are unmotivatable. How many people do we know in that category? just let them go. Let them go. I mean, literally, they're the ones that won't even participate in their own rescue. Literally, $1 million drops from the floor, and they say, I don't want it. Let them go. You got to accept it. Let them go, okay? They're looking for us. They need to deserve our time. We're not looking for them. Through posture, we will attract them. We will attract the successful people. The other 60% are motivated. Okay? The motivated ones. These are the ones, and you tell me if this is true. They sign up tonight, and they quit tomorrow. Gone tomorrow. They're gone tomorrow. The birds must have got them. The birds must have got them. Let them go. Let them go. You want to be a farmer. You want to plant as many seeds as possible. You want to let them go as well. And if they don't want to participate in their own rescue, you need to let them go. Very, very important. Now, we come across those. Now, we can help from the motivatable individuals on up if we do a proper game plan interview with them. The next group are the 10%. They're self-motivated. Now, there's a lot of us that are self-motivated. This is considered the middle class. Okay? They're the ones that, you pretty much only need to tell a few times how to do a proper game plan interview, and they're going to go do it. They might have some questions. They might need help. But they're self-motivated. They're going to go do it. They understand their whys. Okay? Work with them. Help them. Let them create them to be a leader inside of your family, inside of your organization. Those people can lead you to the 3%. They can lead you to the superstars. I love what they say in Prepay Legal. You're either a player or a spectator. The players are in the 10%. And the last area is the 3%. This is upper class. This is all of you guys out here in Utah. This upper class. These are the leaders. These are the ones that inspire people. These are the ones that, like a Darnell Self, or Dave Hall, they walk in and you just want to know what they're doing. You want to shake their hand. They're going down the right path. You know, their posture is there. These are the people that you want to associate with. These are the people that as a leader you identify, you want to take out to dinner. You want to take to lunch. You want them over to your house. You want to do team events with on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. These are the people that create the most of money in America. These are the people that you want to identify that are going to go out. You tell them one time, and next thing you know, you got 4 6-figure earners in your company. You tell them one time, and they go out and hit executive director and never fall out. These are the people that say, you tell me what to do, and I will master. You tell me to jump, I'll tell you how high. And once again, they're the people that don't have egos. The egos are on the shelf. These are the people that are going to create massive income, okay, together. So hopefully you understand that. Now, this is very important. You know, you got to come across this and don't let it be tangible. Don't let it, you know, mess you up. If you're trying to put together a call or your team call, or your GoNED call, or you're trying to make dials, you're trying to promote because the biggest promoter in this industry cashes the biggest check. Whoever has the most butts at the business briefings, the most butts in the seats at the training, the most ears on the team call, the most butts at international conventions cash the biggest checks. And that usually comes in within right here. If they tell you, the screen door fell off or I'm out of peanut butter, I can't make it, okay? You need to simply let them go, okay? You need to simply let them go, and you got to respect it. Through your posture, the successful people will follow. All you need is 4 leaders and 4 different legs. You're making a 6-figure income passively, and literally, you don't have to touch your prepaid legal business ever again. Am I right?
That's right.
Am I right? And guess what happens? Through the Jeff Olson system and mastering it, Darnell Self, Mr. Stonecipher came to our Super Saturday in Southern California last month. 4,500 people were at our Super Saturday. And he said on stage, you're either doing the 10 core commitment or you're not doing it all. And if you're doing the 10 core commitment and you're dumbing it up and you're keeping it simple and don't get creative, you will not recognize your lifestyle nor your business in 12 months from now. I promise you. So because of this, what we talked about, this is what got us to ED. This is what got us to six figures. And we just repeat the process over and over and over and over and over and over. And we have so many team events. And I know you guys do a lot of this in the state of Utah. It's given us, I mean, literally, you know, just turned 26, got the six-figure income at the age of 26. Beautiful, you know, five-bedroom, four-bath, five-acre custom home in Temecula. A home with my wife and daughter. Have another daughter, her name is Jasmine, on the way. You know, donating, tithing, you name it, more than most people make. And it's all, the lifestyle is amazing. And it's not because of me. It's not because of me trying to reinvent the wheel. It's because I'm coachable with a burning desire, with a great attitude. Chris Hughes says, if you're not having success, you're either not doing it right, not doing enough, or you're not working on yourself enough. And if you can master that and master the simplicity of this business, your lifestyle will be amazing. It's done it for us, and we're babies in the business. And once again, thank you so very much, family, for allowing me. And please, if you don't have a picture of your six, of the six-figure ring on your finger, I will put it on your finger personally, because I did this with all the six-figure earners, and you can put it on your board, and you can attract it in the next 12 months. Thank you so very much. I love each and every one of you for allowing me to come out.
All right. Amazing. I don't know about you guys. I took a ton of notes. And can y'all see how critical mass starts to happen virally? You know, I know there's some old dogs in this audience that haven't started texting yet. But you can. Even George Wilkinson has now learned how to text. Okay. You can fight it. You can fight it. You know, I hear people all the time, I don't need to learn technology. I don't need to learn the internet. I don't need to learn how to text. We just say, you be right, we'll be rich. Okay? We're not going to argue with people. I mean, we now have vehicles out there that can speed up the exposure process 100-fold. And we're watching people literally go out. I've got a friend in prepaid legal who got his $100,000 ring in 4 months. 4 months from the day he signed up. You guys, technology makes it so much quicker in doing this. And I picked up some real pearls of wisdom, you know, with Mr. Samiego here today. I hope you got a few of them also. And we'll be incorporating and retraining on a lot of this stuff Thursday nights at the trainings. Because I don't know about you guys, but man, I felt a little bit overwhelmed a little bit. It's like, I want to role play some of that again. I want to go through those notes again. And then I want to hear real life stories on watching what happens with people. Could you imagine, you know, new person signs up, they get 5, 10, 15, 20 people in the first month. Bam, and that's like one person signing up, and bam, this whole section's their team. They weren't even in the business a month ago. I mean, that's one quarter of the room right there. Bam. Think how fast, you know, this business could grow. It could absolutely explode. I mean, we could shorten the time frame down from, you know, not just getting to executive director, but, you know, ring earners and more millionaires here in the state. So we have a parting gift for Mr. Samiego as he came in town. You know, we had a little bit of time to kill, so we took him on a little bit of a tour, took him downtown Salt Lake, showed him Temple Square, and drove up to the University of Utah so he could smell the stench. And then I said, there's no purple in the state of Utah. It's red or blue. And, you know, back when the University of Utah was doing okay in sports, did I give away University of Utah gear? It killed me to do it, but I did it. I did it. Haters, I did it. See, that's the difference, is BYU we don't hate. Just don't do it. Okay, all right. So save your booze.
Oh.
Both forms of booze. All right. So now we can send him home to root for BYU. Got you some good BYU gear, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, there we go.
That looks good.
So I'll walk around USC and UCLA and
that's show
my
right.
BYU.
All righty.
Well, thank you.
Give
so
him another
much.
Hand, guys.
Thank
Give
you.
Him another
thank
hand.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Nice.
Yeah, as soon as the University of Utah starts winning again, I'll buy some University of Utah gear. What was that? Here, watch this. Okay, all right. So, it's nice having the mic. All right. You guys excited for next month? Next month, mark this calendar date, March 13th. March 13th. Before I announce who's coming next month, I just received word yesterday. A lot of you are aware of the charitable organization that a lot of my family and some other prepaid legal associates have been involved with for years, trekkingforkids.org. If you want to go to the website, you can see trekkingforkids.org, T-R-E-K-K-I-N-G. forkids.org. It's where we go to a second or third world country every single year and work in an orphanage for about a week, and then we go do an exotic hike somewhere for a week. And so we get to see a different part of the world, some exotic sights, and also give back to a lot of children less fortunate than us. And we just received where they're going this fall in October. Trekking for Kids will be going to Nepal and hiking to the base camp of Everest. I would love to take a few dozen people. And you guys, you get money out of the way, you can take off for a few weeks and go hiking and see the Himalayas and the Buddhist temples up in the mountains and stuff like that. I'd love to take, and there's plenty of time to start getting in shape and getting ready for it. So I'd love to take a few dozen people there with us. If you're interested at all, go online, get the details about it. And I think it'd be an absolute incredible leadership retreat to take a whole bunch of people to another part of the world and go do some service. So with that said, the gentleman that will be coming next month, not only is a very good friend of mine, but he introduced this business to the lady who introduced this business to me, Dr. David Hughes. You going to be here?
Nice.
And Dr. Hughes introduced to prepaid legal while he was a student at chiropractic college and started, and can you imagine how busy he was there, started just about 5 hours a week. That's all he could do. But by the time he graduated, he was earning over $85,000 a year as a student. Now, he graduated and he looked at what the doctors who had taken out huge loans to start clinics and get into business by themselves and the hours that they were working and the liability and the overhead. And he's like, hold on, I don't need any of that. I get to set my own hours and I can do what I want as a father, as a husband, as a self-employed business person versus having to be at the clinic all the time. And he's like, the heck with, you know, going and being a chiropractor. I'm doing prepaid legal. So he hung that expensive receipt on his wall, framed it, and has never worked one day as a chiropractor, but he's been full-time prepaid legal, makes a strong six-figure income, you know, flies around in an airplane and drives a very nice Lexus, beautiful home, wonderful wife and kids. I mean, the dream lifestyle that most people aspire to. We're not only going to have him out here for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but we've talked him into coming in literally the entire week. Tuesday through Saturday. So we'll have him up at the Layton briefing or down in Provo, one of those. We'll have him here for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all of those things. So,
can I say one last thing? And just real quick, just want to, you know, thank the leadership. Never take your leadership for granted. I don't do that in Southern California. Without the leadership of Mr. Hall, it's exploding out here. So please help me give Mr. Hall just a round of applause.
Thank you.
All right.
Here's some things to be looking forward to. We're not only going to do a Players Club dinner on Friday night with him, but we're also going to plan a nice fun activity on that Friday. I don't know what it might be, snowmobiling, might be something else. We like to go play on that Friday. The only way you can be qualified to even go on something like that is if you're in Players Club. But you got plenty of time to go out there and get in play, especially with what you just learned today. You could easily go out there and be in Players Club and be able to go out and hang out with these people and have some fun, go do some fun activities. Now, tickets are going to be $20. You can get them out at the signing table Oh, back there at the back corner. You can get your table tickets there. For those of you that would like to bring more people next month than you brought this time, look around the room. If everybody brought one person, we ain't got enough seats. So if you got people that you want to bring, you might want to pick up their tickets today. If you want to get into that event for free, you can get 5 tickets for the price of 4. Get them for 4 other people on your team that you're going to recruit using this system, and then you got your ticket for free. Just sell them the tickets that you're going to get today. Everyone who buys a ticket today gets your name in a drawing for an exotic trip at the end of the year. Wow. If you buy 5 tickets today, you end up getting yours for free once you just recruit 4 people or give them to 4 other people on your team. And then you got 5 names in the ticket hopper for the trip. You got 5 names. If you want to buy them online later or see if there's any at the door walk up, that's great. You'll always, be able to get your ticket. You just don't get your name in the drawing for anything. So if you know you're going to be here next month anyway, why would you walk up and buy a ticket the morning of when you could buy it today? And now you're in the, you could have, remember we drew, the first guy's name that we drew to win the cruise for last year wasn't even here. He won the cruise, and we had to throw it back and draw somebody else because he wasn't here. Isn't that crazy? You win an all-expense-paid trip, and you don't even show up to pick it up. That's just absolutely nuts. So, A, get your ticket before you leave, and then B, here, so when we draw your name, you get to go on the trip. So thank you all. We'll see you all next month, March 13th. Thanks, bud.